Okay, Hebrews chapter 13. I reached for that glass and it wasn't there. Thank you, John. Hebrews chapter 13. Now, just go back a little bit by way of review, and you'll see why. Because just looking, casually reading down through here, it seems that verse 8, which is our text tonight, seems that verse 8 is kind of out of place or something. It's just our minds are out of place, it's a problem. But look up there in you remember verse 4? Where he said marriage is honorable. And we ask why did he say this right after what he just said? Why did he just up and say this? Bring up marriage. He wasn't talking about marriage before. All of a sudden he talks about marriage. Well, look at verse 2 again. He says, or verse 3. It says, he tells us to remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. In other words, if someone's suffering, members of the body, church is called body of Christ, and we being many members, yet one body, one in the Lord. And so what greater or better way to illustrate this oneness of the body than in marriage? Because that's the very thing God said in the beginning. These two shall become what? One flesh. So see, that's why he brought up marriage. He brings up marriage. These two shall become one flesh. One in love, one in purpose, one in desire, one in life. So it's fitting that he brought that up to show the oneness of believers, the body. All right? Now go on down. Down in verse 7, he says this, remember them which have the rule over you, or are the guides, or the leaders. And he's talking about pastors or elders, and he says, they who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And then verse 8, he says, Jesus Christ, same yesterday. Why does he say that after what he just said? That doesn't seem to go along with what he just said, does it? Well, it does. It does. And why? A good question. I never did like that silly statement on TV that they made, some kind of commercial. But you know it applies right here. It goes well right here. Why should this verse be put in here? Why ask why to stop and consider Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? As a matter of fact, that ought to be included every time we ought to stop and consider this every time. Understand what I'm saying? Why is this here? Why not? Why do we need a reason to declare Christ? Well, but I believe there's a reason. I really do. Go back to chapter 12. Chapter 12. All right, look at verses 1 through 3. Well, look, begin verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus. It says we have this race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, we've been considering him. So verse 3 says, consider him. The apostles have been writing about Jesus Christ from the very first verse in chapter 1, hadn't they? We've been considering who he is and how much better he is than everything and everyone from chapter 1 on, hadn't whole book is about Christ, just like the whole Bible is about the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been considering Him. Okay, so it says, consider Him. Well, now look back at chapter 13. Chapter 13. And it says in verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end, considering the end, or the goal, or the purpose, or the sum, or the substance, or the direction of their conversation, or their preaching, or whatever they're doing. What's the goal? What's the purpose? What is it? Jesus Christ. It's the same. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, you remember when he said this, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul wasn't involved in present-day politics, social issues of the day. No, his message was the same everywhere he went. What? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If he'd preached the day before, it'd been Jesus Christ yesterday. If you'd heard him that day, it'd have been Jesus Christ that day. If he's preaching now, it's Jesus Christ. It's the same. Yes, because look at the next verse. Verse 9 says, be not carried about with different or strange doctrine. You hear that? See, so doesn't that fit? It certainly does. Don't be carried about with different doctrine, strange doctrine. He says it's a good thing, but your heart be established with grace. Grace? Yes. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace. He is the grace of God. And it's a good thing your heart be established on Christ. Be thinking on Christ. All right, so let's think on Christ. Let's think about Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. Brother John came in and was looking at my notes, and I was scribbling and blotting and scribbling and blotting, and I was changing them. You know? Well, he doesn't change. He doesn't change. The message is the same. Well, the word, what's the word? Teachers ask questions. That's how they keep their attention. That's how they keep students' attention. It's a good way to make sure people are listening to you. What's another word for does not change? Never change. I want somebody to say it, not you. somebody say it out loud. Another word. Immutable. That's right. That person will be listening right now. Immutable. That's another word for unchanging or unchangeable. Jesus Christ is immutable, unchanging, unchangeable. He does not change. He cannot be changed. There's no necessity for Him to change. One preacher said, if you're perfect, you don't need to change, do you? Well, let's consider our Lord's immutability, or He's unchanging, all right? Now, go back to chapter 1. Back to chapter 1. The apostle, as we said, the apostle begins this whole book by talking about Jesus Christ. Let's read it. All right, let's read it. I'd love to start all over again in Hebrew, because it's my favorite book. When I'm preaching, it is my favorite. God, who at sundry times and in different manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, or in Son language, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Now he's going to just declare his person right out off the bat. He's going, who hath he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So the apostle begins this epistle. The way he begins this epistle, he continues it all the way through, declaring who Christ is. And right here in the last chapter, he stops and says, who is he? Well, he's the same. Even the same we said to you from the beginning. Oh, the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholds all things by the word of his power, who purged our sins, and so on and so forth. The same one who made all things by his word. You remember John 1? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Without him was not anything made which was made. Well, the same one which made all things now upholds all things by the word of his power. He's the same. Yesterday, in the beginning, today, and forever. Always will be. The same one whom angels praised in the beginning before there was a world, they still praise him. Right now they're praising him. Right now. Today. And they will be forever. The same one to whom the prophets gave witness. Listen. To him, the scripture says, all the prophets bear witness. The same one to whom in the beginning, who spoke unto the fathers by the prophets, the prophets bore witness of him. Right now, Isaiah is bearing witness of him. The same one. Even in our midst, and he will be throughout eternity. The same one represented by the high priest, and he talks about the high priest all the way through Hebrews, is still the great high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here's a few things if you're taking notes. We're going to talk about the same in his person. I'm not taking notes. Well, I'll just go on. I'll give it to you. He's the same in his person. He's the same in his character. He's the same in his office. The same in his purpose. Same in his word. Same in his promise. He's the same in everything. All right? He's the same in his purpose. I mean, his person. Jesus Christ is the same in his person. He's eternal. He's eternal. That's why he never changes. The scripture says that the things that are seen are temporal, doesn't it? The things that are not seen are eternal. Whom having not seen, Peter said, we don't see him. But he's eternal. He's there. He's the eternal one. He never changes. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Well, the scripture says he's God manifest in the flesh. Scripture says that God became a man, dwelled among us. God became a man. God is who Jesus Christ is. I am the Lord, I change not. Where's that? Anybody know where that is? Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord, I change not. Who's the Lord? Well, Christ said to his disciples one time, he said, you call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for I am. Who said that in Malachi 3:6? I am the Lord, I change not. You say, God said it. Yeah, Christ said it. That's right. He said it. He said it. He said it again in John 13:13, which I just quoted. He said it again in John 8:25. They asked him one time, who art thou? Remember when the Pharisees said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning." Who? Well, when God told Moses, Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" On Mount Sinai, when Moses received the Ten Commandments, Moses asked it, what's your name? Who shall I say you are, God? Who are you? Give me a name to tell the Jews who sent me. And he said, God said, I am. Tell them I am have sent you. Well, Christ kept saying that over and over and over, didn't he? He said, if you believe not that I am, you'll die in your sin. Huh? I am. Tell them I am. You believe, you say I'm Master and Lord, you say, well, I am. Some people say that he never said he was God. They must not know his name. It's I am. I am. See, he's hid these things from those who say he never said he was God. He never told them. He never told them, did he? Well, he told his people. They hear his voice. That is of God, heareth God's word. He said that in one place in John. He said that. He says, why is it you can't hear me? Why is it you don't? Because you can't hear me. He's of God, heareth God's word. If you believe God, you believe also me. If you love God, whom you call your Father, you'd love me. Because I and the Father are one. Well, they can't understand that. I thought he was God the Son, someone said. I thought he was God the Son. I thought there was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I don't understand. Well, of course you can't understand. He's God. Scripture says, can a man by searching find out God unto perfection? No. If we could understand, he wouldn't be God, would he? You say the Son of God. Didn't he change when he became a man? No. See, I change not. Let me give you a very simple illustration. Scripture says the Word was made flesh. Christ said, a body hast thou prepared me. He took upon himself the form. He took upon himself the form of a man. But he didn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just because he became man, he's the same God. He just robed himself. Very simple illustration. This hand is me, isn't it? Huh? Did it change? Did my hand change? It's just covered in it. Huh? It's just robed. It's just clothed. You can't see the fullness or exactly what my hand is. Still the same hand. Scriptures even calls him the right hand. His hand, his arm brought him salvation. Is Christ an arm, a hand, the hand of God? Yes, he is. When he became flesh, he was the hands of God. I know what preachers say, God has no hands but your hand. That's a lie. We're not the hands of God, but I tell you who was the hand of God. Jesus Christ, the right arm, the hand of God, by whom he made all. These things hath mine hand made. Who's that? Christ. Christ. God became a man. And like I said one time, like the Scripture said, on the Mount of Transfiguration, when he took those three disciples up there, remember he unveiled himself so that they, what did they see? Light. God who's consuming. That's the reason they fell on their faces. No man has seen God at any time. They can't see God, Scripture said. But for just a moment, Christ peeled back his covering, and buddy, they hit the dirt. And then he robed himself again and said, get up. It's me. But now you know who I am. I am. Well, he's the same in his essence. All right? He's the same in his character. He's the same in his character. Holy, just, merciful, gracious, loving, wisdom of God. All these things mean, and I'm going to hurry. All these things, they mean salvation to us. Just like justice. Let me just take one of those, okay? I could take each one of them and tell you what that means to us. Because Christ is the same in his holiness and his love. His love never fails. People, whoever God starts loving, he never quits loving. Isn't that right? That's what Jeremiah 31:3 said. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. That's what 1 Corinthians 13 declared. Love never fails, right? He's the same in his character. If he loves you, he loves you, love you to the end. Because his character doesn't change. Let's just take justice. He said, I will by no means clear the guilty. I'm a just God. Now, he's the same. Yesterday. Same God who did not acquit, who did not clear, who did not pardon the angels, who cast them into a lake of fire, will someday cast some others. But wait a minute, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? Yeah. But I'll tell you how you can be just and justifier. Now, this is the gospel. How Christ can be just, remain just, and yet justify me. You see, he doesn't pardon my sin. He did not let me off. He did not acquit me. He switched places with me. Substitution is the gospel. Substitution, satisfaction. Learn these two words, you'll learn the gospel. Substitution, satisfaction. God is holy. His law must be fulfilled. Justice must be carried out. He said, I will not pardon the guilty. All right? I can't do it. I've broken it. God's got to send me to hell. Well, wait a minute. Substitution. God became a man to do for me what I could not do. Die. Well, God can't die. He became a man. Man died. God didn't die. But that man, I'm supposed to die. Well, as he is, so are we. He represented me on Calvary's tree. And I died. When God poured out his wrath against sin, the sin was on Christ. And now I have no sin. And I'm holy. And therefore God is just and can justify me. He says, come on in. You're holy like I'm holy. But I didn't do it. That's right. That's right. You see that? So that's the same in his character. All that means is merciful. Go on right on down. Merciful. It endures forever. Forever. All right, and the next thing. He's same in his office. Like we said, he's the high priest forever. That's the order of Melchizedek. We've always had a high priest. Adam had a high priest. There's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. If Adam had a mediator, it was Jesus Christ. Right? The priest forever, that's the order of Melchizedek. Levi needed the priest. Aaron needed the priest, didn't he? Every man must have a priest to worship God. Aaron had one. Who was it? There was no priest. Oh, yes, there was. One forever. That's the order of Melchizedek. What about this? I love this. The Lamb. He's called the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Adam needed a lamb, didn't he? He had one. He's a lamb slain before there ever was a sinner. There was a lamb. All right? And when he came down here on the cross, he was the lamb. What are we going to see when we get to glory in the throne, in the midst of the throne? Forever. What are we going to behold forever for us to look at sitting in the middle of the throne? A lamb, as it had been slain. He's the same in His purpose. Same in His purpose. Now listen to me. God's purpose, Christ's purpose in coming, was to glorify Himself in saving sinners. Alright? You can't leave out His glory. And His greatest glory is saving sinners. Alright? They go together. God's purpose, chief purpose for all this ball of dirt. Okay? His chief purpose is to glorify Himself in saving sinners. Alright? All He purposed to save, He came to save. All He came to save, He's coming again to get. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever in His purpose. Alright? All He elected, Scripture said, or predestinated, He calls. All He calls, He justifies. All He justifies, He glorifies. He's saying yesterday, today, and forever in His purpose. Huh? It's called His eternal purpose. It's ordered in all things and sure. When He ordered it, listen to me. When He ordered it, when He made this purpose to save sinners, it was sure. Ordered in all things and sure. When God said it, dictum factum. Right? Said and done. I've spoken it. It's done. Talking about eternal justification? Yeah. Yeah, I am. Go ahead. Tell everybody I believe that. Because when God said it, it was sure. Well, when Christ came down here and poured out His blood, buddy, it was sealed. It's sure. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. When Christ shed His blood for His people, He passed over. Well, has the blood going to be before the Lord forever? Making it sure. He's the same in His purpose. He's the same in His Word. Boy, this is comforting. He's the same in His Word. Everything God spoke. Listen, everything God spoke from the very beginning in Genesis. Genesis is called the beginning. Every single thing, the truth of God, the gospel of God, everything God will declare throughout, He begins there. We went through Genesis. We saw that. Everything God begins declaring in Genesis, all He does from Exodus to Revelation is just repeat it. Huh? All He does, when He says line, He writes a line. Well, He'll do it line upon line. Line upon line. When He makes a precept, it'll be precept upon precept upon precept. Same thing. Whatever God begins saying, let me illustrate from the Word. All right? Genesis 1, verse 3, He said, let there be light. Who said that? God said, let us make man, didn't He? Genesis 1, which the Scripture said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And it said, and God said, God spoke. That's the Word, isn't it? Who's the Word? Well, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. Christ said that. He's the same. Same one. In the beginning was the Word. He made all things. All right? The same one who said, let there be light. When He walked this planet, He said, I am the light of the world. And listen to this. Revelation 21:23, the Scripture says, the Lamb, He says, and no sun, no moon. They don't give light. He says, the Lamb is the light. He's the same yesterday in His Word. Let there be light. I am the light. He is the light. Always will be. Always has been. Same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Word which said this, and we looked at this in marriage. Same Word which said it's not good in the beginning, created man and woman. He said it's not good for man to be alone. What did He do? He came to dwell with man. It's not good. Be alone.
Well,
but he left. No, he said, no. I'll be with you even to the ends of the earth. I will forever dwell with man. The same word, but listen to this. You'll like this. If anybody's with me, you'll like it. The same word in the beginning, Genesis 7, who said to Noah and his family, to those elect, same one who said, come thou into the ark. Became the ark. Tabernacle, that's what ark means. Tabernacled among us, dwelled among us, and said, come unto me. Huh? Same yesterday, today. Said, come unto me. And in the end, says to all his people that come into glory, says, you know what he's going to say to all his people? Have you not read? Christ said, come, ye blessed of my Father, into the kingdom which was prepared for you from the beginning. There's an ark back there. He said, come. The ark came. He said, come. The ark's still there. And he says, come. It's the same. Yesterday, today. In his word. Everything he says, he just keeps saying. How can you add to perfection, huh? He said, not one word of mine passes away. You ever thought about that? Hey! That's gone. My word's gone. Not one word that God spoke is just floating around. He who promised life came that we might have life. And he said, I give unto them eternal life. And they'll never perish. Never perish. He who promised, he said, I love them with an everlasting love. Well, that love was revealed when he gave himself for us, and he loves us still. And he says, nothing shall ever separate us from him. He's saying with his promise. I love them with an everlasting love. Well, greater love hath no man than this. Lay down his life for me. He said, nothing shall separate from that love. Jesus Christ the same. You know, everything and everyone changes, doesn't it? Part of what's such a heartache about this life is the mutability of it. You know, we get a hold of something we love and it dies on us. We get it with somebody we have confidence in, and they change, and they leave us. Huh? Something we feel a little bit of security in, and it is no security at all. Work all our lives to get a nest egg, you know, for retirement. And the house could burn down. Everything changes. Well, buddy, I tell you, someone who does not change, huh? Jesus Christ stays the same. You know, that's the persons I admire more than anybody else, and those whom I esteem more highly are those who are faithful. Faithful means they stay pretty much the same. Somebody you can really depend on. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody you can depend upon is somebody that says, I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock. And then they show up. Somebody says they're going to do something. And they do it. Somebody that says they love you and they show it. You know what? Those are people that you can depend upon. But even at that, nobody's perfect. There is somebody. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. His word you can rely on. Whatever he says, he'll do it. He'll do it. He's the same rock. He's the same rock that Moses was hid in. that the Israelites followed him. It's the rock of ages. It's cleft for me. Same rock you can stand on. Same God to depend on. Always has been. Is right now and always will be. Same. Yesterday, today, and forever. What that means to me is like, can you quote the rest of Malachi 3:6? I'm the Lord, I change not. Therefore, what's the consequences of that? What's that mean to me? Well, if you're a son of Jacob, can you quote the rest of it? I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Commit that to memory. That'll bear you up. That'll bear you up. He changes not. All right, Sherry, if you'll come up, we'll sing the hymn you started. We'll sing the same hymn that you started in the beginning. All right, number 75. Hymn number 75. Let's stand. All right.